Just allow yourself to sink down into a nice comfortable position. Allow yourself to sink into a deeper and deeper, more relaxed state. I want you to let your entire body sink down into a totally free, warm, relaxed, flexible state. Because you want to fully relax. You want to allow yourself to go deeper down to a fully free, easy, calm state. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and that's all you're focusing on. Because that's what you want to hear right now. And the positive suggestions can be allowed to be absorbed. As you listen and act upon the positive suggestions you hear, because you want to remain in this relaxed state. Being fully aware of my voice and following the positive suggestions to remain relaxed. Because you want to rid yourself of anxiety. And you know that this will help you to relax and listen. To go into a fully relaxed, free state. And to release that negativity. That frustration. Those reactions. That anxiety, by remaining relaxed and focusing on my voice and listening carefully to the words that I speak to you and remembering and acting upon the positive suggestions. And in a little while after you awaken, you can feel fantastic. Because you'll remember everything on a deep down level, and you'll use everything that you've heard. You'll use it for you. You'll use it to put away all of that anxiety about anxiety. Now remember what I say to you. Remember the suggestions I give. And use them every day. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to remember what I'm telling you in this relaxed state. And you can return to this relaxed state and concentrate on it very well. And do exactly what we're talking about. Relaxing. Releasing. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to realize that the reason you feel so anxious is because you're saying to yourself, you're telling yourself, I must succeed. I must do this. I must do that. This is expected of me. Or I should be more like this. What would other people think? You will now clearly see and fully accept that your anxiety comes from your own self-statements. It doesn't come from anywhere else, but from your own self-statements. You can now realize that it's you that makes yourself feel anxious. It doesn't come from other people, other situations. You make yourself feel that anxiety by demanding that something should go well, or perfect, or something should not happen, or it should happen, or I should do this, or I should do that. It's your demands that make you feel anxious. It's your self-talk. And therefore, if it's your own self-talk, you can control it. You can change it. You're going to realize that I make myself anxious. I do not have to keep making myself anxious. I can give up demands, my musts, my shoulds, my ought to do this and that. If I can really accept what actually is, accepting things the way they are, then I'll not feel anxious. I can always make myself feel relaxed and calm by giving up on my musts and by relaxing. I can want and wish for things, but not needing, not insisting, not demanding about them. You're going to keep telling yourself, I can ask for things, I can wish, but I don't need what I want. I never need what I want. There's nothing I must have, and there's nothing I must avoid, including anxiety. I would like to get rid of the anxiety, and I can get rid of anxiety, and I'm going to get rid of it, but I keep telling myself, I must not be anxious. I must not be anxious. Then I will be anxious. Anxiety will not kill me. There are many unpleasant things in the world that I don't like, but I can stand them, I can tolerate them, I don't have to get rid of them. If I feel anxious, then I feel anxious. It's not a big deal because I control my own emotional destiny, I control my reactions. As long as I do not feel that I have to do anything or conform to anything, that's what bothers me. That I have to do this, or have to do that, or have to get rid of my anxiety. In your everyday life, whenever you feel anxious, you'll look at what you're doing. Exactly what it is that you're doing that's making you feel anxious. And you'll give up those demands, those musts. You will question your ideas and thoughts that I must do this, I must do that. You'll keep asking yourself, why must I be like this? Why must I do that? How can I be different? It would be nice if people approved of this or that, but they don't have to. I don't need their approval. If people criticize me or think that I'm wrong to do this, or that, then it's their issue. It's not my issue. I don't need their approval. I might like it, but I don't need it. And I'd also like to feel relaxed and calm. But there's no reason why I must be all the time. It's just preferable. Whenever you feel anxious about anything or think, I must do this or I must do this, you're going to notice now what it is that you're getting bothered about. You're going to see what it is that you're getting bothered about, and you're going to realize that you're demanding something. You're saying to yourself, it must be so. And you're going to stop saying, it must be so. And instead you'll say, it does not have to be so. I don't need to hang on to this nonsense. These things happen in my life, then I can always be that happy person in spite of challenges and hassles, and notice what I do actually have, and be thankful for those things. You're going to keep using your head, your thinking ability, to focus, to concentrate on reducing that anxiety reaction. Just as simply as you're concentrating and relaxing now, your focus will return. It'll get better and better, feeling more and more in control of your own thoughts, feelings, and reactions. By realizing that you create your anxiety to do something, you make yourself upset, and you don't have to do that. You never have to keep doing so. You can always give up those negative thoughts. You can always change thoughts. You can always return to relaxation and not take anyone or anything else too seriously. So I want you to take a deep breath now And another deep breath and hold it for a few seconds, and then exhale and relax. And a third deep breath, as deep as you can, and hold it for a few seconds, and then exhale and relax. And perhaps every time you exhale, you can think of the words, relax now. Because you've entered into this relaxed state. Because you'd like to remain relaxed. In times of frustration, in times of anger, you'd like to control your reactions towards yourself and others. So I want you to use your imagination to think of a really pleasant place, a place that you enjoy being in, and just simply notice how this place makes you feel. In the future, when you come across a situation where you begin to feel frustration or anger, I want you to take a deep breath and say to yourself, relax. Relax now. And I want you to think of this pleasant place that you're thinking of right now. Every time you experience anger, I want that anger to be an opportunity for you to cast your mind into this relaxed place, this special place. Because you don't want to show that anger anymore. You don't want to release it to co-workers or family. You want to show others that you are a calm, relaxed, pleasant person. And you can be confident and professional and personable in your work life and private life by taking control of your reaction. Reducing that anger, remaining relaxed, and if frustration or anger does strike, immediately use it as an opportunity to breathe deeply. Think the words relax now, and whisk your mind to that pleasant place. Because you don't want to release that anger onto anyone else anymore. You can allow it to diffuse quietly. And as you make the decision to care about yourself and about others' feelings, you also make the decision to care about your own feelings. I wonder if you've ever thought how difficult it is not to make decisions, but to not make decisions. I wonder if you've ever thought how difficult it is not to make decisions, but to not make decisions. Now, I know that I might sound confusing, but you see, to not make decisions, it's actually more difficult than it is to make decisions, because you have to decide that you'll not make a decision in order to do that, and then you can realize that you actually did make a decision in deciding not to do that. The decision not to make a decision. And now you can understand what I mean, perhaps, when I say that it's actually very difficult to not make a decision. And because of this, you can already begin to realize that actually, you do make decisions very easily about many things. When you decide to not make decisions, you're still making the decision. And isn't it interesting, that notion, that even deciding not to make a decision is making a decision, because it means that you easily make decisions after all. But of course, what most people mean when they say they can't make a decision is something quite different. What they mean is that you're not sure you're making the right decisions when it's important to do so. And some decisions are more important than others, of course. And most of the time when you have to make decisions, there can be an anxiety that somebody else might not think you made the right choice. Or that somebody else might think they could have done better or made a better decision. So from this day forward, whenever you have to make decisions for yourself, If you think somebody else might be critical of that decision, you'll find yourself immediately thinking, so what? If somebody criticizes a decision you've made, you'll find yourself thinking, so what? And recognize that great truth that it was your decision to make, not theirs. And you made that decision to the best of your ability, with all the information you had at the time, using the skills you had at the time, which is all that any of us could do. You've been making decisions without realizing it for years. It's something that you're very skilled at, deciding to catch a bus, drive a car, pick up the kids, walk to work, walk to school, drive anywhere, perhaps deciding to not make up your mind just at that moment about something or other, and deciding to listen to me to help make decisive decisions about whatever your future brings to you. Or perhaps just deciding to wonder why making decisions looks so easy for other people yet can seem so difficult for some. Because every action you take, everything you do, has to start with a thought, and then a decision to act upon that thought. And this all happens in the background, most of the time, without you even being aware that it's happening. So you see, when you think you can't make decisions, or you're struggling to make decisions, you actually can. Because just to say that you can't make decisions started with a thought, and with a decision to speak that thought. And now I want you to make a very simple, very important decision right at this moment. I want you to decide to absorb and then act upon everything that I'm saying to you, here and now. Just decide that you will absorb and you will act upon everything I'm saying to you right now. And even though you might not know yet exactly how you'll do that, it's only necessary to decide that you will act upon every positive suggestion I give to you about making decisions easily and effectively. And that subconscious, powerful mind of yours will do the rest of the work. And when you've decided that you will act upon these positive decisions and solutions and suggestions, when you've decided that you will act upon these positive suggestions, I want you to take that decision and realize that you've made it, and feel proud of yourself for making that decision. You see, you make decisions very easily. In fact, it might be that you're now beginning to understand that only some decisions are difficult to make. When you're just not quite sure of what the outcome might be, perhaps, or if you'll be able to cope with the outcome. If the outcome was not the outcome you'd hoped for, or maybe you can think of several different outcomes and have trouble making up your mind which one you want most. So that sometimes it might be that you actually get none of the outcomes that you want, but instead receive something quite different instead. Sometimes, I know, you'll be thinking something like, but what if I get it wrong? As we all do from time to time, what if I get it wrong? But that might actually be the wrong that you'll get by hesitating and wondering, when you take no action at all and let somebody or something else be in charge of your life for those decisions. Because every time you decide not to make a decision, or decide to think for a while about the decision that you might decide to make in the future, you give others the opportunity to decide for you. So that decision is then based on their lives, their desires, their wishes, their wants, their needs, their shoulds, their musts, their hopes, and not yours. But that would mean that you had decided to hand control over to them. And it would still be your decision, but perhaps not the one you wanted. So from this day forward, you're going to find something exciting happening deep down within you, something that might surprise you at first, perhaps delight you, even thrill you. You're going to discover that whenever you need to make a decision, you'll become so aware that you're already in the process of making a decision that you instantly know which choice to make. And you do it. You'll make that decision confidently and easily. You'll begin to discover that you make decisions confidently and easily and be delighted at how clearly and quickly your mind functions. Just taking action. How easily you can make choices when choices are available. How you instantly know which course of action to take and go for it. It's going to begin to seem to you that once you've made a decision, you recognize immediately and confidently that it's your decision, that it belongs to you, that you own it. It's something you've decided, and it was the best course of action, given the information that you had at the time, in the circumstances that you were in. And because of this, you'll find yourself to feel confident at deciding on a course of action to take and making a decision. You'll find yourself feeling confident at deciding on a course of action. So much so that it will seem to you that it never really was a problem in the first place. Finding yourself to feel confident, making those decisions easily because it's going to be this way. Because you do make decisions easily. You may even find yourself becoming an inspiration to others. And that always feels good. Now, in a few moments, but not yet, I'm going to ask you to come back fully to the present, out of this deep relaxation. And of course, you can hold on to this relaxation and return to this deeper relaxation whenever you want. So when I ask you, I would like you to simply count yourself quietly up from 1 to 5. And as you reach the count of 5, you can then open those eyes, coming back to the here and now, feeling calm, relaxed, feeling great in every way. Okay, so in your own time now, go ahead and count yourself quietly back to the here and now by counting the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then opening your eyes.